The University of Chicago wants to sell the Yerkes Observatory and the surrounding land to a New York-based developer, which would then donate the observatory and some of the land to the village of Williams Bay. The main telescope at Yerkes is the largest refracting telescope in the world. It's no longer used for major research, but is still used for educational purposes. Observatory Director Kyle Cudworth uses controls to maneuver the telescope. He says he wants the facility to provide the best scientific experience it can, including nighttime events with smaller telescopes on the observatory lawn. He says if the development proposal goes through, many more homes would be built near the observatory and probably spill out light pollution.
It's just a very different idea when you've got a lot of people who live next to an observatory, but maybe they control their outside lights, but they're still going to have indoor lights that are spilling out, and when they're that close, it presents a problem.
But Mary Claire Lancer, who represents the proposed developer, the Mirbeau Companies, says the firm would not ignore the scientists.
We're going to be listening closely to astronomers and other people that can advise us about this to make sure that wherever these single-family homes might be sited would not get in the way of the night sky and the viewing.
Lancer also says light fixtures could be used that would be night sky friendly. But the observatory issue is not the only controversial part of Mirbeau's plan. The Geneva Lake Conservancy is raising questions about a proposed 100-room lakefront resort. This week, the Williams Bay Village president said he welcomes alternative plans for the observatory, but so far the University of Chicago says there are no alternatives. The public gets a chance to suggest some options at a meeting tonight in Williams Bay. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.